going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Twins and Giants later. Twins with a win. Keep the streak going and get to 500. Didn't seem possible in the middle of April that they would get back to 500 this quickly, but here we are on the brink. Joe Ryan feeling better will be on the mound tonight. And our lineup card at 5:30, your first pitch after 6. Twins and Giants from Target Field may get a brief shower, but weather not a factor for this Saturday night tilt. I would assume the weather's good in the Bay Area. They're playing indoors. The Timberwolves and Warriors game 3 tonight. Jace Frederick covers the team for the Pioneer Press, and his work available online at TwinCities.com. Jace, I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great, Steve. Weather is good. 69 and sunny.
Yeah, this is a recording. I've heard outside of the occasional fog, the weather's pretty good in the Bay Area.
Yeah, well, my first taste of it, I can't speak to how often it usually is, but it's living up to the hype.
Yeah, I've heard it's lovely. I like L.A. and San Diego better weather-wise, but the Bay Area, for the most part, pretty good. This series has certainly been a roller coaster ride. We've seen big-name injuries. The Timberwolves played poorly in Game 1. They bounce back and handle the Warriors, and we go on to Game 3 tonight. And what we've learned about this Timberwolves team, Jays, all season long, you really never know night to night, even though in the first round of the playoffs they were pretty darn good, except for that loss to the Lakers. I believe in Game 2 they pretty much dominated there. But here we are on the roller coaster ride early in the series.
Yeah, I mean, certainly Game 1, that was pretty inexcusable. They didn't do anything well. Steph went down early in the second quarter of that game, and they were largely outplayed from there by an undermanned Warriors team that is frankly built around Steph and is at a very major disadvantage when he's not available. So that was really poor, and then they certainly answered the call in Game 2. And that should kind of be the expectation, I think, for the rest of this series. As long as Steph is out, which I would suspect is still probably at least Game 6, they don't have much reason, I think, to not kind of be the ones driving the bus in this series on a night-to-night basis.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards, what's the story with Ant? I know anytime he goes down, it looks like, oh, this could be it. He could be out for the year. And then he miraculously bounces back. What about Ant for Game 3 tonight?
Yeah, he's listed as totally available to go, and that's about it, which is kind of what you would expect, frankly. It's one of those things where I almost feel like guilty because every time he goes down and he's getting carried, like helps off the court, you know, like 20 times this year. So every time somebody's like, "Oh my gosh," I'm like, "All right, he's gonna be all right," and his teammates just kind of laugh and stuff too, like, "All right, we'll see you in a bit." It just kind of is what it is, and like he certainly does bounce back really well every time, and his players will. His teammates will give him a little bit of ribbing of like, "Oh, was that really necessary?" That response there. But it's the Wolves will take it. Some of the ones, Ken looked pretty bad, but he just bounces right back and is ready to roll, 10 minutes later. So that's definitely been a luxury for Minnesota, his ability to kind of, you know, his body's ability to respond and endure just about anything.
Well, they showed the replay, and it looked like it could be bad. I mean, super slow-mo, I'm like, that doesn't look good. And if he would have missed game three or even more, I don't think anybody would have been surprised. It is extraordinary, his healing power and what he's able to maybe play through.
True, yeah. You know, I don't know what it is, but yeah, we've seen him with like ankle turns and stuff that look pretty bad, and they look like they'd be multiple game things. And yet, I can only really recall him missing like a couple games over his career with ankle stuff. So, whatever it is, his body just has a way of responding to where, yeah, he can come back and play, and it's not just an adrenaline thing. There's the next night or two days later, whatever, he's out there again. So, that's Chris Finch noted after the game. Like, there are multiple things that you benefit from being just an elite level athlete, and his ability to recoup is certainly another one.
When this team got off to a slow start, there was a lot of talk about, was the trade the right thing? Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo for Karl Anthony Towns. By the way, Cat and the Knicks in the playoffs, Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo into round number two for the Timberwolves. So, you know, on the surface, it is certainly worked out. And the Timberwolves struggled out of the gate, and there was talk about that trade. And then there was talk about Chris Finch and, you know, is he the right guy for the job? Here we are in the second round of the playoffs, and you have a piece on Finch and how he's managed this team, and one guy in particular in Julius Randle.
Yeah, Finch has gotten the best out of Randle, which I think was kind of the hope all along, is that, hey, Randle's this guy who's been very productive. He's been an All-NBA player, but you know, how do you maximize him and fit him into what you want to accomplish as a team? And Chris Finch had a lot of confidence that he could do that from their time together when Finch was an assistant in New Orleans, and Randle and Finch glowed about one another when Randle arrived here. And it's worked out that way, frankly. Finch has, like, hey, sometimes Julius Randle doesn't close games or whatever. Sometimes Julius Randle's the focal point of what they're doing, whatever is best fit to the team any night. They have that relationship where Randle knows that Finch is acting in the best interest of the team, and Randall's done his best to fit around whatever way fits best for the team. And a lot of times it's been a lot of, especially in the playoffs here, Randle-heavy stuff, and that's benefited Minnesota too. So Finch can be hard on him, but Finch will also praise him to no end. So, like, those two guys have really connected. And Finch kind of has that way with every player, frankly. Like, he manages to build relationships that allows him to be critical because he shows that he cares and he shows he's got your back at all other points.
James Frederick joining us from the Pioneer Press, covers the Timberwolves, and he's here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Game 3 coming up from San Francisco tonight, 7:30 our time. I wouldn't even mind a 9 o'clock start Central on a Saturday night. It's not a school night. I don't need to get up for work or anything like that. And here we go at 7:30, so very pleasant start time for everyone tonight. Couple other things when it comes to this team in the series. Rudy Gobert, there was a lot of hand-wringing about what Rudy Gobert brought to the table early in the Lakers series, and then ultimately has come up big at times in the playoffs and still has an important role on this team.
Yeah, it's very much one of those things where offensively we have seen the Lakers and now the Warriors kind of leave him to try to take away other things and basically dare teams to hey, dare the Wolves to feed Rudy. Like, hey, you know what? This isn't, we will recover if we need to, if you're actually going to get him the ball and if he's actually going to capitalize on it, and then we'll adjust maybe accordingly. And finally in game 5 against the Lakers, Gobert and the Wolves made the Lakers pay. But the Warriors have done the same thing, and Rudy hasn't been super effective offensively. And there have been times where that looks like Minnesota's worst offense, and it's kind of clogging things up for them and slowing them down. But he's still like their best defensive player, even when that's happening. And they're still generally playing winning basketball when he's out there. So it's an interesting balance because it has looked ugly sometimes offensively and really largely outside of that game 5 against LA. But, you know, they still know how important he is. I mean, it's still, even if it's an eyesore, it's a lot of winning basketball when he's out there. So it's been an interesting juggling act, but I think they know, like, okay, Rudy will have his good offensive games, and even when he doesn't, we can live with the minutes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, and defensively and ultimately getting key stops is huge. And if he can be a part of that, he'll certainly have a role, even if he isn't playing at the end of most games when they're trying to close it out. Getting key stops, whether it's in the second quarter or third quarter, can still contribute.
Yeah, and especially in this series. Like, I mean, I think the over-under tonight is like 200.5, which is incredibly low for an NBA game. And it's just, that's just kind of how it's going to be, though. Like, the Warriors are a good defensive team, and without Curry, they still have a lot of great defensive personnel. And frankly, they might get a little stronger on that end, even though Steph's probably an underrated defender. But, like, the Wolves are going to win these games by keeping Golden State to 95 points or less. And Rudy helps you do that. And that's, like you said, that can be second quarter, third quarter. There can be a lot of times where it's just like Golden State doesn't have a lot right now offensively. And a lot of what they do have is guys who can maybe get to the interior, and Rudy makes that a lot more difficult. And so I do think that in their pursuit of keeping Golden State to probably like 40% shooting and probably like 90 points, like Rudy aids in those efforts, even if, you know, maybe he might score 5 points less offensively because he's out there.
About Golden State, we know about Curry could return later in the series. Is that still the word today, Jace?
Yeah. You know, their reevaluation would suggest, like, if the day they're going to reevaluate him is, like, game five. But that just seems okay. So everything, like, even the reporting, I think Sean Ferrario from ESPN said game six is the most likely time. And that makes sense because every window that anybody talks about with these grade one hamstring strains is 7 to 10 days. And game five would be 7. And they don't want to push Steph Curry at his age out there before he's ready. Game six would be 12 days because of that huge gap in between 5 and 6. So that is almost certainly their target date. And for the Warriors, they have to try to just win one of these next 3 games to force a game six and see if they can then take 2 from Minnesota with their best player out there after that.
Draymond Green, a controversial figure. He's had run-ins with the Wolves over the years, speaking of Rudy Gobert and that incident. And then, of course, the ugly incident at Target Center, Draymond Green. And it seems as though the Timberwolves handled the fans correctly and dealt with it. And it seems as though the Warriors have responded correctly to an ugly incident at Target Center.
Yeah, we're just having too much of this in basketball in general and sports. I think people just yelling nasty things as if players aren't people, you know, and just doing it thinking that, you know, they're immune for anything and that because they bought a ticket, they can say and do whatever they want. Target Center security ejected one fan and then the other fan that kudos to the fans around the one fan who was saying racial slurs towards Green. They were like, hey, this is a person you need to get out of here. But that person left before they could be kind of apprehended or approached by security. But the Wolves said they're looking into that, finding that person as well, and taking further action. And they're still ongoing with that investigation, and we haven't heard anything else about that. But, yeah, I think the Warriors and Steve Kerr said this, like, you know, it was an appropriate response from Minnesota. They put out the statement. They've taken the actions they can take. They are investigating, and then they go from there. I mean, it's the best from the team's perspective that you can do, but fans have to be better. And I know it's just a few. You know, it's not the collective. And even Kerr said, hey, I don't think of Minneapolis any differently because of this. But, you know, we never heard what Jimmy Butler heard after game one. But he said then, like, hey, I understand the boost every time I get the ball and stuff, but just, like, watch your mouth, you know, and that's exactly it. Like, you know what you can say and what it, what's all kind of in the good fun of sports and what just crosses a clear line. And so I don't know. It would be great if it'll never happen with everybody. I'll never bat a thousand on it, but it would sure be great if all fans could kind of toe that line responsibly and just stay on the side of it where, hey, yeah, this is pro sports. You can boo, you can jeer, but do so in a semi-respectable manner.
Well, and the NBA is such a unique situation because the fans are right on the floor and pay big bucks to be in the first 3 to 5 rows and be that close. You know, in the NHL, you're separated by the boards and the glass. Football, you're a long way away from the field. Maybe you're in shouting distance of the benches. Maybe. And MLB, it can be down by the dugout and in the outfield pretty close to the players. But nothing like the NBA. It is a unique atmosphere.
Yeah, 100%. You literally inbound the ball like right next to somebody. It'll be the way it's set up oftentimes. It's like, hey, here's the coach at the front of the bench. And who's sitting to the left of the coach is like a courtside fan. You know, like you're basically like, yeah, me and Steve Kerr are watching the game. But everybody within 10 rows can easily be heard from the court. And then you get into like Draymond Green, who's, you know, where these bikes, these stationary bikes are usually located and like the exits into the tunnels. And then that brings in a whole different segment of fans who are right there by the player. So a lot of people with a lot of access to be within earshot with the things that they say and do. And yeah, you're right. So then like it just opens up the scope of like, you know, one person who wants to say the wrong thing that's definitely going to get to the player. And that's just not how it should be.
Yeah, just bad, bad behavior. Jace Frederick joining us from the Pioneer Press. Jace, one final thought, and that is an arena. You would assume Mark Lowry, Alex Rodriguez, covet a new building in Minneapolis. What about this building in the Bay Area? I would assume they'd like something like that here someday.
Yeah, I've never been there before. About to head there after this, but I've heard nothing but great things about it. Certainly it's at the highest end of NBA arenas. And exactly what Minnesota goes after, you know, obviously the behind the scenes, they talked about the push for an arena. And obviously that push will become louder and be put more to the forefront when the season ends. And they do take that controlling ownership after the Board of Governors passes and approves Lowry and Rodriguez, which is expected. So then we'll kind of find out like, hey, okay, where exactly do they want to put this? How big do they want to dream for this? What are the plans for this? How are they going to fund this? All that kind of stuff. But they certainly do have a blueprint in Chase Center of what it can look like and what they probably want it to look like.
Well, yeah, and then the Clippers' new building in L.A., I've seen some of the videos of that.
Yeah.
That's insane. I don't know if they'll get that done, but that's pretty cool as well.
Yeah, it is. You know, the benchmarks are almost getting so high to the point where it's like, is this necessary? But I guess whatever you can pay for, great. Steve Ballmer certainly has spared no expense with anything with the Clippers organization. So it's setting a high bar if you expect every new arena to top the ones built before it. But, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of cool ideas out there that anybody can look to emulate should they choose to.
All right, Jace, thanks so much for the time today. Look forward to your coverage.
Awesome. Sounds good, Steve. Have a good one.
All right, there he is, Jace Frederick of the Pioneer Press. Online, TwinCities.com does a great job covering the Timberwolves and other sports for the Pioneer Press. Quick break. We'll have an update on the weather. Warm, hot, windy Mother's Day. Red flag warning for tomorrow in these parts. Twins and Giants on the radio later here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.